Do you think Eli should still be the starter?
The decision was made upstairs, so I can't really talk about that. I play defense.
Do you think he's agree being with the decision? Scapegoated? Do you agree with benching of Eli?
I just said the decision wasn't my decision. I'm just an employee. You know, I've been playing with Eli for 8 years now. You know, I was honored to win the Super Bowl with him, and you know, he's a 2-time MVP. You know, check his stats record, man. His whole resume. He's been here before me, and you know. Literally the last one standing.
Do you think he's being scapegoated? You said there's a lot of obviously issues more than the quarterback. Do you
think I think there's a lot of issues. You know, right now we got to focus on football. You know, the goal is to win. You know, win football games, and we haven't been doing that lately. And we got to approach the game that way. You know, the decision has been made. There's nothing we can do about it.
Do you feel he's being blamed though for maybe everyone that's everything's going?
Blamed for what? What's being blamed for?
The fact that he's being, you're 2-9, he's now being taken.
Nobody know why the decision was made. You know, I don't even know. But at the end of the day, this is their call. So.
Have you had any conversations with him?
No. You know, Eli sits right there. Actually, he's right there. You turn around, he's right there. And my locker is right here.
And if you were to say something to him about the change, what would you say?
Me and Eli talk every day. Well, mostly I say hi, he say good morning.
So coach hasn't explained why the decision was made?
Nah.
Is that surprising? Would you like to hear why?
Hey, decision was made, you know. We're a team, and you know, we stick by the decision, and you know, we stick with Eli. Eli is our brother, and you know, all we can do is support him. You know, I'm going to be here to support him, and you know, we're going to have fun together.
Do you think this is hard for him?
I'm pretty sure it is, you know. I'm pretty sure it is, you know. I don't know when he found out about it, you know, but it was all a shock to us. You know, like I say, it's more than an error. You know what I'm saying? He never missed a game. You know, it was more than an error for him. You know, Eli's the type of guy, he want to win games, but unfortunately, that wasn't happening. But, you know, Eli, like I said, Eli's a great quarterback, and the decision was made, and, you know, we got to go out and play football.
Do you think the change of quarterback is going to give this team a surge?
We got a lot of things to fix on this team, you know. The players know it, and everybody else in this city knows it. So.
What about the fact that he was taking scout team reps? Is that a little bit of a slap in the face?
Not really, not necessarily, man. It was kind of crazy because I'm not used to seeing Eli, you know, as a number two person. I'm still in my eyes, you know, see him as a number two or a backup quarterback, you know, and just rushing and. I just realized I had to stay away from him still, you know, because that is our quarterback.
It doesn't sound that you're overly thrilled with it.
Like I said, the decision's been made, you know. I don't know what to tell you. You know, I don't know what's going on that side of the ball. You know, I play defense. I got to continue doing my job, man. 5 more games left, and I'm going to play my heart out for these 5 games.
I'm actually going to reword what he just asked you. I can't actually get the tone of what you feel about it. I feel
I
like
know,
you're kind
see,
of...
No, see, I'm just mellow, so...
How do you feel
if
about
you
it?
Want
if
you want to...
If you can't... If, huh?
How do you feel about it?
Last one, guys.
How do I feel about it? I'm just mellow about it.